Skip, we have a great thing for the ladies today. Back by popular demand, the matchmaking duo, they are a friend to the show. And every time they come on, I'm telling you, they give us such great advice, especially the ladies. Today, we are talking about flirting. You know, we're all here on the Fantastic Voyage cruise. And, you know, there are more women here than there are men. And I keep hearing from so many women, gosh, I want to meet that guy, or I wish I had said something. But a lot of women struggle with how to flirt. A lot of times you hear that, you know, the man is supposed to make the first move. But should you wait for him to make the first move? Will you miss out? Should you make the first move? So here to talk more about it is the matchmaking duo, Kelly Fisher and Tana Gilmore. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us. We always have so much fun on the show.
We love it here.
I know. And we love you. And everybody loves it when you guys bring advice. So, okay, let's start with the scenario that we're in. We're on a cruise ship. As I said, tons of women, not as many men, but a lot of eligible men here. How would you suggest a woman in this situation on this ship make the first move if she sees a guy that she likes? Let me ask you this first. Do you wait to see if there's some interest from him first?
We say no. We say you create your own opportunity. So the trends are different. They're very much different from it was 10, 15 years ago. We say create your own opportunity. Look at him, give him eye contact, smile at him, and say hello. Make sure that you're in his vicinity so that he can see you.
Okay. Because if you notice, you really only have about 10 seconds of that time. You don't have a whole bunch of time to wonder, okay, is he going to say something to me? And then before you know it, he's moving on. So we don't have time to wait to see what he's going to do. We're going to take advantage of the opportunity and say hello.
Well, let me ask you this, though, because in this situation on this boat, women are very forward and there are a lot of women here. So there's a lot of competition. What do you do in that situation?
Well, I think that we would recommend that you break away from the competition. If you're in a cluster with your girlfriends and there's four of you and one of him, you might want to break away and walk in his direction just so that you can make that eye contact with him and say hello.
Mm-hmm. And one of the subtle tips that we always share is wearing color. So wearing color around your face. So if you're in a group with 5 or 10 women with a black skirt on or a black dress, that little black dress, he's not going to say, okay, well, which one was she in the black dress with the one shoulder? Or, you know, so really you want to differentiate yourself with an orange jumpsuit or something pretty that he can say, oh, I remember her and I want to know more about her.
Okay. And what are some ways to flirt without just kind of saying, hey, I like you. What are some subtle ways to flirt with a man?
Yeah, we think of some subtle ways. Or just like everyone loves a compliment. Give him a compliment. Say, you know, I love that tie you're wearing, or I love those sandals. We're here on a cruise and everyone's wearing sandals. I love those sandals. I mean, there's nothing like a man with a great pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a compliment is a good way to start. I like that because, you know, a lot of women are a little shy when it comes to that. You suggest the same for them if they have a little bit of shyness going on, still start with a compliment?
Absolutely. Compliments go a long way. And who, you know, doesn't like to receive a compliment?
Okay.
So it makes you smile. It makes you feel warm already. It's inviting.
At what point do you let him know that you're interested? At what point does it go from being subtle to, I guess, kind of letting him know that you want to get to know him better on a romantic level?
Right. Well, the key is making sure that you share some personal details about yourself. Mm-hmm. So you can get caught up, and we hear so many times that people will start with a compliment and they say, oh, nice day outside. Oh, it is nice. And they walk away. Right. So no, you want to keep it going. So are you from here? Oh, okay. I haven't seen you. I'm new to the area. So now you're transitioning it from just, oh, it's nice outside, or I love your watch. Great. And then you walk away to more, you know, sharing some details about where you're from or how long have you been here? Are you new to this area? Things like that.
Is there anything wrong with kind of rehearsing this or practicing it with girlfriends before you end up in the scenario where you have to make that first move?
We encourage our clients to rehearse in front of the mirror. We encourage them to rehearse around the house with their friends, with their coworkers at work. One of the other tools that we give is to start with terms of endearment early. Hey, hun. Hey, babe. Those early on, because what you want to do is you want to establish that you're interested and it's not a homegirl, homeboy type situation.
Right.
His homeboys and his homegirls aren't saying babe and hun. So it differentiates you in the very beginning.
Okay, because you don't want him to slide you into the, well,
friend
maybe
zone.
She just wants to be a friend.
No, we're not going there.
Okay.
And the most important tip that we'll share with everyone is that you want to transition it even further before you walk away to say, I'd love to keep in touch, and just leave it.
Do you just, what if he doesn't say anything? Because some men can be kind of.
Who's really going to not say something?
Some men out there, you know, are not as smart as we want them to be. They don't pick up on, come on. They're not going to pick up on every, so what if you're dealing with somebody who's just not picking up the clues? You know, maybe there might be some interest, but maybe he's just not clicking for the fella.
Right. So if you say, well, I'd love to keep in touch. I'd like to continue this conversation a little later.
I agree with you.
So, it just gives him what you're saying is you're giving him the opportunity to ask for your phone number. So you're not saying, oh, give it to me. Give me your phone number. I'll take yours. You're giving him the opportunity to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're putting him back in the lead.
I like that, actually. Should it be an even exchange? If he asked you for your number, should you ask him for his as well?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. You should have something on hand all the time to be able to leave your number. So whether it's just a personal card with your name and information, something, so that you don't have to look for a pen. And then again, it's a missed opportunity.
Okay, I have to ask you this because now all these... I can talk to you guys forever. Let's say he asked for your number,
okay. But
you don't get his. And so let's say it's been 24 hours and you haven't heard anything. How long do you wait? And you don't have his number. Like, how long do you wait to say, okay, maybe he's not interested?
No, Jackie, this is a new day. So we haven't even waited 24 hours.
No, we're not waiting.
You're texting him and saying, it was so great meeting you. I'm looking forward to hearing from you again.
So you want to make sure you get his number.
Yeah, you want to make it clear that you're looking forward. It's not just a passing thing where you
really?
Got his information.
I had to.
Yes, and you're still putting the ball back in his court.
As you're clutching your pearls.
I'm clutching my pearls. Yeah, I was like, wait, I'm supposed to text him first?
Yes. I had a great conversation with you earlier today, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again.
So then he sees the level of importance, that he wasn't just a passerby, that you're waiting for that call.
But what about this whole thing we hear all the time about, let a man be a man. They're going to feel more, they're going to feel like you're too aggressive.
So there's a difference between being aggressive and being assertive and being thirsty rather than interested. Mm. So what you're doing is you're showing interest, not thirst.
Yeah.
So you're not desperate. You're just interested. And those who are interested always win.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you know when you're being thirsty? How do you do you check yourself?
You're stalking him.
If you sent a text 6 times in 6 minutes, then you have a problem.
Y'all need to write this. Y'all are always in Essence magazine. Y'all need to write this for some magazine, like how to know when you're thirsty and how you know when you're
thirsty.
Oh, you did.
Thirsty versus interested. Yeah.
I should have known.
Because we get this all the time. It's not just everyone's asking the same thing.
No one wants to appear to be desperate because they feel like it's something wrong with being. But there's a difference between being desperate, being thirsty, and being interested.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm...
Much so that we just declared that this is the year that there are no more missed opportunities. So everybody, we're going to jump on the bandwagon. No more missed opportunities this year.
I like that.
Yeah.
So. Because all of us have stories of missed opportunities,
yes.
No
right? more. The one that got away.
Yes, and it's like, if I could have, if we could have connected.
Then you're on social media.
Trying to find
his name was
you
David.
Can't find him.
No, no
going
more.
Back to the same grocery store at the same time, the same day, and he's
in
nowhere
the gym
to be
on the
found.
Treadmill saying, I wonder if he's coming by.
He's not. You've missed it.
Yes.
You've missed
no
it.
No more.
Oh, my God. So we were talking earlier a little bit about flirting, on the cruise. Do the same rules apply if you're out at a cocktail party, if you're at a restaurant, if you're at a dinner party at a friend's house? Different scenarios. Do the opportunities to make the first move stay the same? The rules for making the first move?
Stay the same. Again, wherever you may be, they stay the same. So we encourage you to do it even here on this cruise, if you're at work even, mm-hmm. if you're at the gym, they stay the same. You have to date with intentions.
Yeah. I think that's really good advice because there's so many women on this cruise, off the cruise, so many of my girlfriends and people, women who really are looking for love and they just... I think a lot of people, especially as I get to know you two better, are missing opportunities based on, what we've been trained to believe as women how we should behave.
It's such a huge disconnect. And I really think that we're more promoting creating that opportunity.
Yeah.
So you're not really jumping the gun. He can still find you. You need to be go to places where you can be found.
Yeah.
But also you want to be able to make sure that he knows that he's invited to hear more about you and talk to you offline. So we want to make it comfortable for them and not make them have to jump these hurdles. And then, you know, they end up walking off and saying, well, you know what? It's just too much work.
Yeah.
That's what we hear all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But what we can tell you, this cruise has so many men on this cruise. We have seen so many men that are showing up to our events.
No more missed opportunities.
I
like
Join the Tom Joyner Fantastic Voyage Cruise. You need to be here next year.
Next year, right?
And everywhere.
And in between that time, where can they find you guys so they can get ready for the cruise next year?
You can find us at thematchmakingduo.com and all of our social media handles, Matchmaking Duo for Twitter, The Matchmaking Duo for Instagram and Facebook.
And you'll see we're always doing workshops, Good Girls Do Flirt, Attraction Magnet, all types of things that you can join us virtually. So we hope to see you soon.
All right, ladies, thank you as always.
Thank you.
So nice to see you.
You too.